Okay, number five on the agenda, Claudia Kaplan and John Mahart.
Now, Trevor, we had everything and had to redo it at the meeting. But I don't know if you know.
Good evening.
Hi.
My name's Roger Provid, and we have not complied with Form 4 for this latest mailing.
For the mailings, okay.
But I do have all the certified certificates of all the mailings in the area that were required.
Those are the ones that were done for the hearing date in May, correct?
Correct. I have a license with my signature on it, which carries more weight than a piece of paper that is some notarizing my signature. I'm also standing here willing to testify that the mailings, the second mailings, were sent out. I don't know if that would suffice.
And I could bring the form to you in another day or so if we could submit everything.
The other thing, if you would allow us to make the presentation, the hearing, keeping the hearing open until the next meeting?
That's going to happen. I don't see the point in having you do the whole thing now, because if we continue on in 2 weeks, we'll probably have more people here, and we'll want to have the full hearing take place when we vote. So because the mailings are in order now, I don't think it makes sense. Just so you know, state law requires notice of any public hearing that this board does. Your original certified mailings were for a date in May. Unfortunately, the May hearing got postponed due to impending weather. The county office building closed at 2 p.m. that day. So we told all the applicants who we were putting over to this postponed date to do another mailing. They did not have to do the certified mail, just a regular mail, and give us an affidavit stating that you did that.
Right.
Other applicants did that. Unfortunately, you didn't. What I want to do, so if you don't have to do the mailings again, whether it's regular mail or certified or what have you, we're just going to open the public hearing, okay? We're back in 2 weeks. Come in 2 weeks with that affidavit showing us that the mailings were done, okay? And before I do that, is there anyone in the audience with any comments or questions about this application? Okay, there's not. Okay. And then we'll take it up, and then we'll do it. But you won't have to mail again, but you do have to get us the affidavit.
Okay.
All right. And the affidavit should state, should have a, on this date, I mailed to all these, whatever date you sent everything out by mail. It was probably, late May or whatever it was. On that date, I mailed notice of this public hearing to these people, list all the people on the list that you got from the assessor's office. Sign it, get it notarized, and then we can go forward. The state law says we have to have some proof that the notice requirements were satisfied. So,
I don't want to argue it, but.
But we have opened the meeting, so you don't have to do the mailings.
You don't have to do the mailings again. Just get us proof that you did them for mail. Okay. And the proof is that affidavit.
Okay.
All right.
So yes, we've opened the meeting and we're keeping it open until the next time.
So yes, next time. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
All right. You're welcome.
Good night.